So the next part of the program is the one interesting thing that happens in a monk's day. so the time for the meal offering, and as most people probably know, but just to speak about it a bit, that the for monastics, then we live dependent on the generosity of the lay community, and our meal of the day is provided by people giving, and say for somebody like Ajahn Chah, and as a wandering monk, then he would wander, and you would give a sort of wander into a nearby village in the morning, and you're never quite sure what you're going to receive. Or you wander into a Spirit Rock meditation center, and you're never quite sure what you're going to receive. And it's completely dependent on the generosity of others. So this is a long tradition, and that's what our alms bowls are for, receiving food and eating the food that we've been offered. And I know that when I asked Ajahn Amaro how he sculptured the days, he said that people came up and put food in the bowl. And I'm going to, because there's so many of us, and he said it can take a long time, but because there's so many monastics here today, and as well as lay people, I'd like to do it as we do at the monastery. And if people do have offerings that they would like to make, if it could be, have the monks all go back and receive it at the tables. Then when it's all been formally received, that's as part of the, say, our discipline, we actually can only eat that which has been offered to us formally into our hands. We can't go, say, if we go stay at somebody's house, we can't go scrounging in their refrigerator and see what we can find that's interesting. It's things that has to be formally offered. And so that I'll invite the monks to go back and receive the offerings, and then we'll go, once it's been formally received, then we'll take our bowls and go and put them in our bowls, come back and offer the meal blessing. And the alms bowls are, say, one of, we don't have many required requisites, and that is one of them. There is mine right there. We have our robes and our bowls, which are really required. And Ajahn Chah in the rules of discipline, there's a lot of care taken in looking after the bowls, looking after the robes. Again, because these are our offerings that sustain our life, then they're a focal point for our cultivation of mindfulness and attention. But they're also what sustain our livelihood. There's a I remember one time at Ajahn Chah's monastery, and in Thailand there's quite a cult of, say, like amulets and power objects, and something that has been blessed or created by a highly revered monk is very sought after. And people were always trying to get Ajahn Chah to either create some amulets or bless amulets that had been made so that they could be distributed. And usually somebody makes a lot of money along the way too. And usually not the monks. There was one time when a group of military generals with the head of the army sort of at the top of the committee came up with this brilliant idea that they would make these amulets, because they knew Ajahn Chah wouldn't make them. So they'd make the amulets, and then they would present them to Ajahn Chah, and then they would say that whatever proceeds came from that, then it would be given to a foundation that would be for supporting the monks and nuns at Wat Bopong, particularly for the kitchen, which actually in those days it was just sort of on the cusp of that when Ajahn Chah was becoming quite well known. He was already well known in terms of people wanting to go forth, so that there was, when I was living there in that particular time, there would usually could be 80, 90 monks, 50, 60 nuns living at Wat Pa, and there was like, I think there was like 70 dwelling places for the monks and 40, 45 for the nuns. So that people were willing to sort of sleep out in the forest just to be close to Ajahn Chah. But Ajahn Chah's reputation hadn't spread so much outside of that realm that he was getting a huge amount of support. So that sometimes it was slim pickings for the meals, and they thought, we've got a way. Ajahn Chah will be compassionate towards his monks and nuns, so we'll be able to get these amulets done. So they came, this deputation of generals, and came and paid respects to Ajahn Chah, and he laid out their plan. And he said, well, that's an interesting idea. Why don't I keep them here? And I can't make this decision myself. It's really the whole community that has to make the decision. And so they sort of, okay. He set the time of it was the full moon of February, which is a special day, Magha Puja, and many people come to the monastery. So it was after the recitation of the monk's discipline, all of the senior monks of Ajahn Chah's came from the branch monasteries, which in those days that was the day that they came together. And so we finished the recitation of discipline. Ajahn Chah let people know what was happening. These sort of generals troop in, and they look pretty cocky and pretty sure what's going to happen. And Ajahn Chah sort of gave him a bit of some introduction and said what they were doing and their good intentions, and then and he asked different senior monks what they thought of the idea, and of course everybody shot it down. And you could see these faces just sort of changing. And then finally, after many of the senior monks had spoken, Ajahn Chah then talked with them. And he said, you know, he gave a very lovely talk, and, you know, praising their good intentions, but he said there's no real need to be setting up a foundation to look after the monastery or to look after the monks. Actually, the Buddha set up the foundation 2,500 years ago. And in Thai, the word for a monk's bowl is bot. And for anybody who's gone to Thailand, the currency is also bot. So he said, the Buddha set up the foundation 2,500 years ago with just one bot. So just with this one alms bowl, that's been looking after, these alms bowls have been looking after the Sangha for all this time. You don't have to worry about it. All of those amulets that were given, Ajahn Chah kept them, set them aside. When he died, they were buried there's a stupa in the middle at Wat Phong, very large, and there's an area where underneath the relics of Ajahn Chah in this plinth, then all of those amulets are in there, buried under concrete and granite. So. So we brought our foundation that the Buddha gave to us today with us. And if anybody would like to make offerings, I'll invite the monks to go back and receive, and then we'll take our bowls and receive those offerings.